It's Jeremy.
Hey, there he is. Jamie, it's Chris with Local Spot.
Hey, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Good, man. I have you down on my calendar to rock and roll. You ready?
Yeah, well, we were going to talk about getting signed up. That's right.
Yeah. So I literally need 10 minutes of your time, maybe less. I put a lot of notes on the account already. I just got to verify a couple things just to make sure that we're getting you on the right track as far as the programming. But I just want to confirm, are you still at 10513 East Highway 156?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then we're going to build the website for you. I did get that price point at the $299, right? So we're waiving your setup fee for that. That's going to be all-inclusive. So we're setting these five things for you, okay? Your Google Business Profile. Programming, because you already have the profile. We're going to build a website for you. We're going to get you on all the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa, Google Home Siri, get you on Yelp, Apple Maps for the iPhone users, and then Bing. So those are the platforms that Google needs to index you to, so that way you can rank on that first page, just like Gonzalez and all the other companies we talked about, on there. And then I also wanted to just check a couple things for you. Now, as far as tree services, I mean, is there something you don't want to focus on, or what are the services you want to focus on? Are you also doing commercial or just residential?
I can do either or at this point.
Either or? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So I can do both.
Okay, both residential and commercial. Okay, that's really good. And then, so like tree trimming, removal, anything else that I'm missing as far as like the main tree services you offer?
Well, we prune, all the things. Yeah, we can prune, trim, remove.
Okay.
Just about anything someone wants done.
Okay, gotcha. So anything tree related for the most part. Okay.
Yeah, and then, I wanted to write down real quick. I had to get myself here with my pen and boy, asses. So you said there were five things you were going to do. Can you run down that real quick again?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'll do, too, is I'll send this to you. You're going to get everything in writing as well. So we're going to program your Google Business Profile, so do the keyword programming. So when someone is typing in the keywords, you're going to be able to come up on that first page as a top recommended option. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to build a website for you, so you'll have a www.precisiontreecarellc.com, right? And we're going to get you on the voice-activated searches, so Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Siri, so any voice-activated search, we're going to program you on that as well. We're going to create a Yelp business profile for your business because Yelp is now tied in with Apple Maps. So we're going to get you Yelp and Apple Maps for those iPhone users. And then we're going to get you found on Bing, which is another search engine, but that's through Microsoft. So Google is the biggest browser, but people still use Bing. Those are the major key components we're going to do for the business. Oh, one last thing I did forget. Sorry, six things. We're gonna run Facebook retargeting ads. So when people look for stuff on Google and then they log off of Google, they go onto their Facebook, they're gonna see an ad of your business on Facebook. Pretty scary stuff.
All right.
So that's all included within the $299 price point.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah. So once again, everything's month to month. There's no, year contracts or any of that. It's obviously, it's got to pay for itself in order for you to see the benefit, right? And then one of the things I did talk to you about last week was we actually have a Local Splash app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, you could download our app, and that way you could track all the success that we're doing for your business as well, right? So that way you know exactly what we're doing for you, and they're not like, well, we wish you the best of luck, right? You know exactly what's happening with the programming that we're doing, and with where the lead's coming from as well. So I do have a few questions. So the number that we're on, that's the number that you want your customers to call you on, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. And then do you have a logo for the business?
Yes.
You do? Okay, cool. So that logo, when we do the onboarding call with one of our technicians, we're gonna include that logo for your website, right?
So that I'm writing down stuff I need to do. I need to get you guys a copy of that logo or a picture, I'm assuming.
Yeah. You just send it over to our reps. They'll send you a number to text, and you can send it over to them via text. And then pictures of work you've done, if you have any before and after pictures, so we can include those pictures for your website as well.
All right. What about videos?
We do that as well, absolutely. If you have any videos, we add that to the website as well, absolutely.
Yeah.
I got a customer. I got plenty of customers that do, like, later on you could think about this, but they do the drone videos. That looks so cool, man. You know, they're on top of a tree and they're just trimming and they're going to town. It's like the drone just kind of zooms in and it just looks so cool. But, yeah, things like that you can also do, and we'll upload them to your website for sure.
Okay.
On your hours of operation here, you showed that you're 24 hours. Is that correct? Like, people can call you for a quote?
Yep.
Okay, that's really good.
Yeah, or if there's an emergency, you know, like there's whatever it could be, straight line rooms. Like, I do emergency as well.
Love it. Okay, that's really good. So, emergency tree services. In case a tree falls on top of your house and roof and you're just, like, freaking out. Yeah, that's...
Or people have cat in their tree at, like, you know, midnight and they don't know who the hell to call. I've had that phone call.
Okay. All right. And then how far are you willing to travel for new clients, would you say, within the West Fork area?
Well, anywhere from, you know, I would say a 50 mile radius, I would say.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, cool. That's really good. So we're going to get you found in the surrounding cities, and then once again, we're going to know exactly where people are looking for your services as well. So that's another good benefit. We're not just going to second guess that.
So are you familiar with Northwest Arkansas, where I live at all, the topography of it?
Oh, no, but our techs, they use Google Maps to zoom in, and they'll be able to see exactly what's trending, what's being searched, and where it's being searched from.
Yeah, most of the towns are north of me. I'm the very first town, really, in
north of you. I'll notate that here. It's just towns north of West Fork. Okay.
Most towns are north of me.
North. Okay, gotcha.
Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville. These are all north of us.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, the texts are, they go into the Google's analytics and back office, so they'll know, you know, all the searches and everything else. So we don't miss it, that type of stuff. So we got it. Okay. And then as far as give me one sec. As far as us contacting you, do you prefer being called, like, phone call, text message, email? What works best for you, for us to get a hold of you?
I would say if it's after 4, you can call, but, you know, texting me and letting me know I need to call you is easy enough, too. Whatever you...
Okay.
You know.
Okay, that's cool. Not a problem. We're going to... okay. And then we're also going to share with you a review generating link, too. So when you're done with your clients, you can get those reviews on Google. So we start, you know, kind of getting those 5-star reviews. You could even send it to friends or family or past clients you've done business with. That way you could just start accumulating those 5 stars on Google, right? So that's something I highly recommend. But it's a link. You text it over. It takes them directly to your Google Business profile. We can even create a QR code for you. Like, you know those codes you scan on your phones?
Yeah.
We could do that for you as well at no additional cost.
All right.
So that's all inclusive as well. Okay. And then is your last name Holden? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jamie Holden and, I got all that. Okay. Cool. Yep. All right. So Holden.
Yep.
And, just Jamie. Okay. Jamie. All right. Got that. And then do you speak any other languages besides English? Just the system's asking me.
No.
Okay. No worries. Okay. That's good. So I'll put that there. You did mention your license and insurance as well, right? It's not required, but it's just
Yes.
Okay. Cool. You know, that's good. I would definitely prefer someone licensed and insured for sure. I mean, you never know. What if the tree falls on top of my roof? I'm done.
That's right.
It's crazy.
It happens.
No, I know. Trust me, I've seen videos of, like, you know, things happen, like when things happen and then people fall off trees and then, man, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. It's pretty insane stuff.
It's dangerous work, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. See, Jamie, I respect what you guys do 100%. My biggest fear in life is heights. I can't do heights. Like, even airplanes, I'm not really good with airplanes. So anything like that, that's not my cup of tea. So I see you guys cut down trees and getting on top of that with harnesses. Man, it does take some guts to do that. So it is dangerous work for sure. Especially carrying the saw too, right? It's like the chainsaw, you know, it's no joke. What if that, you know, you gotta know what you're doing.
You gotta trust trust your gear and lose your fear.
Yep.
And you have to learn to do that. And, but it is, it's dangerous. There's no being in tree work and not getting injured in some manner or other. You know, every few months you're going to have something. It's just how it works. Not necessarily getting cut with a chainsaw, but, you know, walking around timber, climbing, knuckles get busted, elbows get hit, knees get knocked, ribs get broke, you know, lots of other things.
No, I hear you. It's a lot that goes into it,
But it's fun, and it certainly makes you feel like a man when you come home. And
I agree. You know, I've worked for this company for 7 years, and you know, I like working out. That's the thing that actually makes me feel manly. I'm just being straightforward. I mean, there's nothing manly about working on a computer, but when it comes to stuff around the house and working on my car. Like, I love working, that's my hobby, love working on cars. I love working on the house and things that I can do as far as, you know, things that I can take care of myself, and then working out. I try to work out four or five times a week. If I can squeeze in the fifth day, great. And I'm benching, you know, 310, so I'll do 3 plates, you know, things that keep me going, because there's nothing really manly about working it from home, you know.
I did physical therapy for a lot of years, so I used to bodybuild for many years, so I admire your 310. It should be 315 if it's 3 plates though.
315, yep.
40-pound bar, you know, but at my
45 Olympic, 315. Yeah,
I was doing the 315 and for incline bench for like sets of 10 and
there you go.
Yeah, well, I was always my strongest. I was the flat bench. If you're not, you know, being a physical therapist, you learn the mechanics of the body, but people who have narrow shoulders are inherently strong at pulling but not pushing. So, so, you know, bench press wasn't my strongest suit. But any type of pulling activity like rowing or doing pull-ups with weights, like I could – when I was bodybuilding, I could put 3 or 4 45s on a chain on a belt and do pull-ups. Oh, no problem, man.
That
was where I had my strength. But most guys were really wide in the shoulders, so they had more of an advantage on that bench press.
On the push versus the pull,
So there's mechanics to it. But then again, now as a climber, which is what I am, where my body, you know, I'm in my element. I was designed more to climb than I was for you know, brute output strength. But anyway, that's cool, man. You got to stay at it and pump it up.
Especially, you know, as we get older, it's just, I'm in my early 40s, so as I get older, it's like I gotta keep it going, because, you know, if you don't take care of yourself and you're working a desk job, it just, that'll take a toll on you. And then, you know, it's easy to pick up food and just stuff your face. You see what I mean? So I got a lot of coworkers that are just not really into it. I'm like, man, like, I wish you the best of luck, buddy.
It's hard when you're not feeling the good.
Yeah.
You know, when you feel, when you're in shape and you're in the gym and you got people you're working out with and, you know, it's a whole thing, that is momentum, and momentum is the main thing, and you got to maintain that momentum is what you're doing.
Yep.
And, that's a good thing to do.
Yep. Agreed. All right. And then Jamie, what's a good email for you? I wasn't able to find one online for some reason, so I just want to make sure.
Jay Holden.
Okay.
3000, the number 3000.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Got that. Yep. Valid. Really good. Okay, cool. I put a lot of these notes in here already of everything that, you know, that we talked about here. I'll look at the client onboarding schedule for the technician to see what time works for you and what time works for them. That call should not take any more than about 20, 30 minutes, you know, to be just straightforward with you. It's going to be very, very painless. We got a lot of the stuff already in here. And the good thing is that we don't have to get on a Google call to get you your Google business profile up and running. You already have it. So that saves us a lot of time there, which is good.
Yeah. So the Google profile, I mean, let me just really run that by you. So I did that, like, I want to say over a year ago.
Okay.
And it was a real challenge at the time. I know.
It still is.
Okay, I had to like take pictures of my business, the logo, my street, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, no,
and so, but that's still, it's all good. Like those pictures are still there. It's all
Yeah.
That was a total pain.
No, I hear you. That saves us time too, right? Because that's something that we would do. We have to do with our clients as well. But so think AI for that. That's what it is. So there's a lot of fake businesses. So now they want you to do all these things to verify you're like a real business and you're a human, right? Like, so ever since the AI stuff came, it's crazy. The world's changing, man. It's not the same. But yeah, that's one of the biggest reasons is, you know, they just want to make sure verify you're a human. You're legit, right?
It's a brilliant way to escape accountability if you understand how to use AI the wrong way. I mean,
yes.
I understand why that people do what they do with it, and it's like anything else. It's the Wild West. You come up with the gun, and then this guy has the gun, and so this guy invents a shield, and this guy invents body armor, and it just goes
right
back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back and forth.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, I hear you on that. So, but yeah, that's why they make it a little tougher. But, you know, good thing that you got that done already. Or else we get to skip those steps, which is really good. So, that's something that we don't have to go on there and get all that verification for Google. It's just, it's a pain in the rear end. You know how that goes. I hear you on that. Okay, so I got a lot of these things in place. We also read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection, letting you know exactly what we're going to do for you. You're also going to receive everything in writing, everything that you do for marketing. It's a tax write-off, so I would just keep all your invoices and everything as well. And then I'll take a look at the client onboarding call to see what's the best time for you and the technician, and then kind of go from there, right? So we'll get all that figured out here in the next second or so. Okay, I'll just put these last notes here. Ask me, is client able to take on more clients? Yes. Okay, that's good. English, no Spanish. Okay. All right, we got that. Okay, cool. So I got a lot of these things in place. Once again, the flat rate is only $299. It's going to be including everything that we just talked about. Before I read this 90-second voice certification, in order to secure the listing, what works best for the business? Would it be the Visa, MasterCard, American Express? What works for you, Jamie?
Visa.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll enter it into the system. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy. I think Visa starts with the four systems indicating, and then I'll repeat that to make sure I got the right numbers.
So you need my card, is that correct?
Yeah, the card number, huh?
Okay. Yes, 4223-2900-0332-5016.
Gotcha. Okay. And expiration month and year?
0928.
Gotcha. Okay. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
504.
Gotcha. So I'll repeat those numbers to you to make sure I got them accurate, and then we'll read this 90-second voice verification, and I'll get your invoices and all that good stuff, and then we'll schedule that appointment for that technician. But I got 4223-2900-0332-5016. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's expiration September 2028, and the security code is 504.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And then that goes to the Highway 156, right, in West Fork?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So I'll read this voice verification here. Before I process anything, what I'm doing is I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification. This is because I have you to discount a pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you that we're going to send to you in writing. So, you know, as I'm walking you through this here, Jamie, if there's anything that you don't understand, you need me to repeat, please let me know, and I'll be able to clarify that for you, okay? Now, it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Precision Tree Care.
All right, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Jamie Holden, and I am owner.
All right, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, Jamie, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us, okay? Now, for security purposes, we're going to provide you a security question. So when we call you and they say, hey, we're Local Splash, you know, we have a security question you're going to choose from now and then give us the answer. So the questions you can choose from is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would work best for you?
I'm confused. What is that now? I'm going to get calls from people that are calling me to be you?
It may happen. So we've had that happen before. So if people call you and they say, hey, we're Local Splash, and they sound kind of iffy, you know, we have a security question. So everybody here at Local Splash will know the security question and answer.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just to protect your account. That way no one's calling you to try to, you know, do something or pretend it's us. We've had that happen before, so
yeah,
we
like
want to avoid it.
Yeah, talking about with AI and stuff.
Exactly, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. So this is your confirmation code with me.
Exactly.
All right, what were my options there?
Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, your first pet's name.
Let's go with city I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay, so what city were you born in?
Hinesville.
Okay, gotcha. Hinesville, okay. All right, got that. And so when anybody calls, you know, they should know that. So that way, you know, there's no, there's no discrepancies or anything like that, okay? Okay, so we got that there. Now it does say, so we're gonna skip this part because you already verified. This is just to get the verification process through Google, so thank goodness for that. It does say, as in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying, in a nutshell, is, you know, if anybody else calls you to try to sell you something that we're already doing, just let us know so you're not paying for something else that we already did for you, right?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Now, your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today at a discounted rate of $299. So what we did here, Jamie, is we waived your setup fee completely and got you in at $299, right? So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would do is call client support. What I'm doing is I'm sending you the number as well. Bless you, by the way. So that way you can call me or you can call client support if you need help. And then kind of go from there. Give me 1 second. So I sent you my number before, but I'm just going to send it to you again, okay?
Right.
So you get that in writing. Okay. All right. So with that being said, I'm also going to send in your invoice as well. You're going to receive your invoice here in the next few seconds. Let me know when you do receive that. It's going to give you an invoice, a welcome email, and everything else, right?
Let me check here.
It'll be via text and then also via email as well.
first text you sent with the phone number.
Okay, cool. That's good.
All right, second one just came in.
Okay, great. So that one is going to be pretty much, it'll say initial invoice. Whenever you get a chance, just you put in your first and last name. That's going to activate your dashboard as well, and it's going to give you credentials to get into your dashboard as well. So that being said, you also, whenever you get a chance, I don't know if you want to do this, but you could also download our app as well. So you could see, you know, everything that we're doing for you. The technician, when we do the onboarding call, will also they will also get you that access to get into the application as well.
All right.
And then I'm also sending you an invite for a client onboarding call. So I do got tomorrow booked out, which is Thursday. I got Friday available. Here are the times I have Friday. It's a 30-minute phone call. So I got 11 a.m., I got 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 5 p.m. Any of those times work for you?
On Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's spring break, and I'm supposed to be doing vacation stuff the rest of this week with my family. So
okay, we can do it Monday.
Yeah, my suggestion would probably be like maybe Monday, even Tuesday to be safe.
Yeah, we could do Tuesday. Tuesday I got wide open. What time works for you on Tuesday?
Early is better. You know, what's the first time available?
I got 9 a.m. for Tuesday. That work?
Yeah, that's the earliest we can do. I mean, I'll do it, but...
Yeah, that's definitely a CCO on the calendar that's available for Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not going to be too painful, I promise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll be quick. All right, so I'm going to send this over to your email as well. To the J Holden 3000, right? So it's just a placeholder, just to kind of let you know that we're going to have that onboarding call that's gonna happen at that time. Okay. So I'll send that to your email. So you did get all the emails and everything for your invoices, all that good stuff, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Just want to make sure you got all that. You got everything in writing, which is good. And then I'm sending you this placeholder once again. It's just a reminder that we're going to have that onboarding call with one of our techs. Should take anywhere from, you know, 20, 30 minutes tops. It's just not going to be too crazy. So, yeah, the only things that you can have before you get to that is just having the pictures of the logo and pictures of work, even videos of the work you've done for your website. If you have,
that was my next question, was just making sure I came in prepared.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then also, to activate your dashboard, just once again, when you get that invoice, type in your first and last name, that's going to activate your account. So once that's activated, the technician will have a code, they enter the code, and then they're able to get into your account and create the back office for you. So we're good on that. But yeah, that's it. So just pictures, logos, if you have any ideas for the website, we're going to show you a couple templates of how the websites work, and you'll be able to choose from different ones and we'll put something together. We're not going to post it until you're okay with it and you give us that green light, so that way you're happy with the results that you have on your website as well.
Okay.
Right. So, for the most part, everything's pretty much done here. Is there any other questions or concerns or anything else that that I missed by chance?
Let me just review here that you guys... On Yelp, you said you bring, if someone searches on Yelp, that's one of the things you do.
That's
so
correct.
It's a voice search or just any type, okay.
Yeah, voice searches, so like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, like those little voice-activated search devices, right? Or if people have iPhones, they have the Siri. Yeah, we're going to program on that. We're going to get you Facebook and Facebook ads. So Facebook retargeting ads is part of the campaign. So when people search on Google and then they log off of Google and then they go onto their Facebook, because that happens, right? Like, happens to me all the time. So like if I'm searching for stuff on Google or Amazon and then I just like forget about it and then I log into my Facebook, then I'll be able to get your business ad will come up on their Facebook. So like, oh yeah, I need a call for this tree service I needed to do. That's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. It happened to me for Christmas. Like, so I was forgetting a bunch of stuff I had wanting to buy on Amazon for, you know, for family. And then I forgot, I'm like, something's missing. And then all of a sudden, I log into my Facebook, and then you see the ad of what I was looking at. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, I don't mind targeted adding. You know, my wife, she's like, oh, it's creepy because she did marketing for years.
It is creepy. It is creepy. It is creepy.
It
works.
It is and it isn't. Because I'll tell you what I can't freaking stand is repetitive commercials that I have no need in any way. So if you can't prevent ads, which you can't, wouldn't you just rather they be more efficient?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't you? Would you rather just have a bunch of bullshit you can't stand?
Exactly.
Or, like, would you rather it be something you might actually go, oh, you know, I never saw that product. That's really cool. So I don't necessarily like, there are certain ways they can get the information, and I understand that, but, you know, with the phones listening in and stuff like that. But, if they're doing it anyways, I'd rather the marketing work.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and that's so things have changed a lot. So with the algorithm and everything and, like, you know, backlinking and everything else, that it presents that consumer or that prospect an ad of something that they were searching or, you know, and that's really good because you're right. I'd rather have something that's in front of me that I can like or consider it versus – complete BS of, you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
and as an advertiser, you know, I'd much rather know that 10% likelihood that someone seeing this ad is going to respond versus blanket marketing where you might have a 0.00001% return because you're just blanketing it out there. So, you know, I think it works on both ends. It just has to be one, explain to people, but two, you know, yeah, they need to definitely show where there's regulations and how they harvest information. But, you know, that's like wanting to stop evolution or something. Like, you can't stop like that. You can get mad and stomp your feet and all that kind of stuff, but that doesn't ever change nothing. So you have to learn to work with what is.
Absolutely. That's, you know, that's one of the things, like, the other day, I'll share this with you really quick, is that you know, I went to a fast food restaurant. I don't recall which one it was. I picked up some food real quick. You know, it was like, you know, I don't usually do it, but when I have no choice and I'm like, I'm not trying to cook anything or whatever the case is, you know, I stop by quick and grab something. And then, I forgot what it was, but it was like an AI person, like on the drive through, like, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you guys are doing this even on the drive through? And that thing was like, so accurate for the most part. I'm like, goodness gracious. You know, it's crazy how you can't avoid it. It's inevitable, right? It's going to happen. So like you said, you could stomp your feet. You can, you know, complain about it and stuff or just say, you know what, that's just the way things are going to go, right? Just simple as that.
Well, and it's the attitude you get at drive-thrus from a lot of people. You know, I've lived in cities and you go to drive-thrus and it's just, you know, I'd rather deal with AI than people that are just angry, rude, impatient, and, you know, other adjectives. So it's a tough one.
I hear you, but that's just the way the world's going, and, you know, it's just something we gotta jump on board, and, you know, so that's why we do a lot of these things to make sure that our clients are getting the best results. That way you see how, you know, we have the app, we invested a ton of money in it, just different things to help you kind of facilitate things much easier, so that way you're not having to put so much work into it. It's just at your fingertips. So, but yeah.
You know, I just had a thought real quick.
Sure.
Chris.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to keep you either, but
no, you're fine.
My wife's going to be helping me a lot with this. She's worked for Walmart's corporate office for like 15 years. You know, she's in their AI department now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And she's a techie, so I want her to actually be on the onboard call.
Oh, absolutely. Let me put her down on the notes.
To Monday morning, because I believe
she's
off on Monday, and I would like to do that with her.
Let me switch it over to Monday real quick. Same time, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, 9. And if I needed to change it.
Yeah, you could. So if they call you and you're not available for whatever reason, you know, we could always change it. So that's not an issue. You know, like if they call you and then you're like, hey, can you can you call me back like in 30 minutes or an hour? That they should be able to do that for you. So let me do that real quick. I'll put her name. What's your name on? I'll put it on notes as well.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Okay, so
yeah,
I'll notate it. So Jamie and Mary Beth. Okay.
Yeah, she's really fast at doing things. You know, like if you need to upload a video and
love it. Okay, cool.
Formatting. There's like format issues with doing
right.
That like. I would be,
I hear you.
It's a nightmare to me, you know, I just know the shit won't work, and I'm like, it won't work, you know, it's not working, it's supposed to be so easy, but it's not, and so that's why she does all that.
I hear you, no, you're fine on that, yeah, I'll put this here in the notes, that way, and then let me, Mary Beth, okay, I'm putting here that, notating, and then I'm going to look at the calendar and switch it over for Monday, and then 9, you said that would work? You think it would be okay, 9, for Monday? Let me look at the calendar.
Let's go 9:30.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's go 9:30.
9:30, okay.
Nine morning person.
Okay. No, I hear you.
She will. She'll do what we need.
Okay. Well, I got 9, and I got 10. Does 10 work better, possibly 10? Yeah, a little bit.
All right, yeah, let's go to 10 Monday morning.
Okay, cool, 10 Monday morning. So I'll send this over to you again as just a reminder for that. You could disregard the other one. I'll cancel it from their onboarding calendar, and that way, you know, it's set for Monday at 10 a.m. So it'll. And I have here in the notes, it could be Mary Beth and you on the phone call.
God was trying to get me there. That's why he had me lingering on the phone. He was like, I need you to figure it out before you get off the phone, idiot. So he was giving me time. I finally figured it out. Yeah, I do need her there just because she's going to be a lot more involved.
Yeah.
She's seen the success me and my other partner had, and she's like, damn.
Okay.
You know,
good.
Like, if we can be that successful, she can make the kind of money she's making. You know, so she's considering it. So we're going to really try and go forward and make this business work. So,
gotcha. Okay. Well, that's really good part of the call. Yep. I'm sending this over to you again, just via email for that. And then we are going to change it on the calendar. I already did, so that's submitted. And then that way it's going to be on Monday at 10 a.m. instead of Tuesday at 9 a.m. So I got that already for you. Okay, cool. Yep. Any other questions you have, Jamie, or any other concerns?
Nope. That was it. I appreciate it.
All right, awesome. Thank you for your time. It's a great conversation, and once again, we'll be in touch next week. Have a good weekend. You said you're going to do some fun stuff, right, family?
Yep, hopefully so.
There you go, man. Well, have fun, you know. It's nothing like having family time. That's definitely well needed and deserved, you know?
Yes, it is.
Amen to that. All right. Well, Jamie, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend, and be safe out there.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.